We pray. Heavenly Father, God of all grace and glory, you sit with arms open wide, calling for us to come. May we come. May we run. May we leap into your word, for in you we have life and have it to the full. In you we find grace and favor to last for an eternity. Bless us and lift us high, dear Lord, in your great delight, in your holy victory, now and forever, as your dear children. May we praise your name. Amen. The story is told about little Lewis Ford. He was the happiest little kid, with bright blue eyes and an endless smile. He just radiated. He was learning how to read. And he wanted to be every character that he read in those books. One day he wanted to be a firefighter because the man in the book rode on a fire truck. Later he wanted to be an astronaut. And then following that he wanted to be a shepherd. And then a zookeeper. But then one day, all of a sudden, his requests changed. He asked, "Mom, Dad, how long before I can be out on my own and be one of those people? I want to have my own house and a job and a car. How long?" The problem for Lewis was, though, he was a little kid in an 18-year-old body. And he wanted to do all the things other guys his age were doing. And so he says, "When can I do? Next year? My next birthday?" And so Tracy and Bert, his parents, decided they had to sit down and have a serious conversation with Lewis. They were worried about how he would handle the news. Would he understand to begin with? Would he be devastated that his dreams are dashed? Maybe he would be crying for days, or maybe even try to run away. They weren't sure what to prepare themselves for. Monday morning, while Lewis was eating his pancakes, Tracy and Bert sat down with him around the kitchen table, and they said, Lewis, you will always live with us in our house. You are not able to take care of yourself. You will always need us to give you food and clothes and to drive you to the park and to the doctor." And then they stopped. They waited for Lewis to absorb what they had said and waited for his reaction. "How would you feel if you were Lewis? Would you be confused? I can live on my own. Would you be sad? You mean I can't be a firefighter? Or maybe you'd be mad. What, are you going to boss me around for the rest of my life? How would we feel if we were Lewis?" We are Lewis. Jesus pulls up a chair to our kitchen table and he talks straight. Straight truth, straight at us. "I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned." God never created us to to live on our own, independent of Jesus. We are not able to take care of ourselves. He gives us the ability to work. From Him comes joy and peace and hope and love and a meaning for life. Only in Him is there salvation for our souls. We are totally dependent on Jesus for everything. We will die without Him. Jesus speaks these words and He prays that we have ears to hear what He's trying to tell us. Are we confused? Frightened? Angry? Maybe if we ask ourselves a question to see whether we've really caught the idea of what Jesus is saying. What is our relationship with Jesus? Well, Jesus is our rescue squad, an ever-present help in trouble, Scripture says, yes, and much more. Jesus is the King ruling the universe. He sends the wind and the rain and the sunshine and the pandemics, yes, and much more. Jesus is that airline pilot who flies us home to heaven to be with Him forever. Yes, indeed. But there's so much more between Him and us. He's not just a professional offering His services whenever we might need Him. No, it's a relationship. Can we picture the relationship and the dependence the cluster of grapes has as it hangs from the vine in the California heat? Jesus isn't exaggerating when He says, "If a man remains in Me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from Me, you can do nothing." He is our entire life, from beginning to end. Our life with Jesus is a relationship, as much as we have a relationship with our parents or our spouse or our children. It's real, living, and active. His grace flowing through us, we, through faith, grafted into Him. Our relationship with Jesus is one of gospel-born faith on our part and absolute love on His part. That makes a relationship. But what takes my breath away is Jesus' following words where He says, "My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, that it may be more fruitful." I have a rose bush at home. It's pitiful to look at. It's really sad. Some of the branches are green and leafy, but there's quite a few branches that are like a dry bone. They look kind of like chopsticks sticking out of the root of the plant. Jesus promises us that if we are that dry, dead branch, the Father will cut us off from the vine and throw us into the fire. He's not kidding. Now, it is just a guess on my part, but I suspect that in this pandemic, I think I hear the gardener's scissors cutting off dead branches and pruning back the leafy branches. When the COVID restrictions are lifted, we can get rid of the masks and get rid of the distancing and get back to normal again. Oh, I wonder what our church will look like. I dream of a groundswell of members yearning to come back home to the house of God, that having been away, we have such a holy hunger to gather together and worship our Savior in His house. Wouldn't that be marvelous? But I also realize that this pandemic has made it very easy for people to wander away from the church. Unbelieving, apathetic hearts welcome easy excuses not to worship. But believing hearts will conquer any obstacle in order to worship, whether it's here or at home. Jesus warned the Pharisees, whoever belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. Snip, snip. God may have made it hard on us this last year in order to prune off of us some of the wild shoots of self-centeredness, entitlement, the expectation that we should have an easy life in a sinful world. The Father will cut off dead branches from our family here at Faith Lutheran while He prunes every living branch so that it may be more fruitful. He is the gardener. He makes us clean, strong, joyous, and fruitful. When Tracy and Bert told Lewis that he would always be living with them, Lewis sat for a moment, took his last bite of pancake, and thought. His forehead kind of wrinkled up as he was trying to grasp the meaning of their words. The moments of silence just ripped Mom and Dad's hearts apart. Finally, Lewis looked up to them with his bright blue eyes, and he said, "Good. The best place in the world to live is with you guys. I might not be able to be a firefighter, but I'm going to be the best son." Mom and Dad cried tears of joy. God cries tears of joy when we want to be forever attached to Jesus, when we realize how good it is to be the children of God, when we want to spend our entire lives in faith serving Jesus. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. And Jesus describes what that life is like. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Lewis had everything he could ever want. His parents always made the best decisions on his behalf, just like Jesus always makes the best decisions for you and me. Lewis set his heart on washing the dishes and dusting all the end tables and learning how to fold the laundry. It took him about a year to learn it to his mother's specifications. But he was there to wash the car and sweep the garage. He never ever brought up the topic again of leaving his parents. Lewis's joy was to do what he could for Mom and Dad. Doesn't it sound exciting when Jesus describes our life? You will bear much fruit. On Sundays, we are chewing on the Bible verses that are entitled Fruit of the Spirit. As a vine supplies all the nutrients for the branches that it needs, so Jesus sends out His Holy Spirit to fill us with love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. It just goes on and on, all that we receive from the Holy Spirit. Have you ever had a friend or a child who was looking for love in all the wrong places? The more we draw the juice of life from our Savior, the more we won't be going to this world and asking this world to give us what only our Savior can give us. Jesus said that He has come to give us life and give it to the full. The world can't do that. But how do we stay connected to this vine, receiving all the nutrients and blessings that He has in store? Well, Jesus said, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, God's children grow strong and beautiful and fruitful as they feed their souls on God's word and sacraments. Drinking the sweet nectar of His word is not optional for God's children. It's necessary, essential for life. If we live on 1 hour a weekend of feeding our faith, we're trying to live on a starvation diet. God's will is for His children to feed, to banquet richly and often on His life-giving word. Perhaps God is using the burden of this banquet to actually change the culture of Faith Lutheran Church. Do we yearn for a deeper relationship with our Lord Jesus, deeper than we've ever had before? How could the culture of our congregation change if 60, 70, 80% of our members were in worship and Bible study every single weekend? Joy and blessings would be poured out on all of us. Now is the time. Today is the day for us to take to heart this question: what is our relationship with Jesus? Is it all that God wants it to be? Is it all that we want it to be? Is there room for growth? Jesus spoke to the lukewarm believers in the book of Revelation. He said, "I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." Lord, empower us to open the door of our hearts and welcome you gladly. For we want to live with you rather than die without you. Amen. We pray. Heavenly Father, God of all grace and glory, you have made us your own dear children. And so our Easter joy is that we are yours and you are ours. You not only have opened up the gates of heaven, you have grafted us into you, into the family of believers. And so now our heart leaps for joy because you are our wonderful Savior and Lord. Bless us ever onward, dear Lord, as we sing your praise in time and for all eternity. In Christ our Savior, amen.